The charges involve Republican Kim Simak's state income tax payments on her businesses, which include equestrian stables, children's books, and her husband's plumbing and well driving company. In a commercial released yesterday, Simak accuses incumbent Democrat Jim Holprin of lying.
Jim Holprin, tell your Madison friends to stop spreading these lies around. I pay my taxes, and I have the receipts to prove it.
Holprin says his commercials are accurate.
She has no tax obligation and therefore has paid no state income taxes in 2001, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2008. Those are not lies. Those are just facts coming out of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue.
Simak says she paid no taxes in those years because her business has been struggling, thanks to an anti-business climate that she blames on Holprin.
At the bottom of my tax returns, I don't owe any tax liability. So do you want me to feel to apologize for that? Are they insinuating that I have done something fraudulent? I am a struggling business owner, just like many up here, thanks to legislation signed by Jim Holprin.
Holprin says Simak's low taxes are a legitimate issue because as a candidate, she's claiming that taxes are too high.
I've seen her farm, her home. I know she drives nice cars. She has a condominium and other of life's luxuries. How can it be that she has no tax obligation? Well, that's our state law, and I don't think our business climate is all that bad.
Kim Simak hopes to replace Jim Holprin in the 12th State Senate District recall election August 16th. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.